Jaden Daniels has now thrown a touchdown pass in the last 30 seconds of five different games this season, a new NFL record.
That happened in over 50 years, right?
I mean, we can think about them. Eagles, Bears, Falcons,
yesterday, right?
Yeah, Eagles, Bears, Falcons, easily. I'm trying to think.
Did he do it against the Bengals?
Bengals. I don't know if that was the final 30, but they did it in the loss to the Eagles, and they weren't able to get the onside. But yesterday, one of the most telling moments to me. Yo, Bo Nix is good. I want to be clear. I'm not taking shots at Bo Nix. That Bengals-Broncos game Saturday night was an awesome game. The Bengals coach deserves to be fired 8 times over for how he tried like hell to blow that thing. But yesterday in Landover, you heard MVP chants for Jaden. And they're legitimate. He's not going to win it. He hasn't performed at that level that some of these dudes have. But he has performed at such a level, he deserves to be in that conversation.
What he has around him and what they have around them.
But, B, I did want to zoom out a hair and talk about the NFL. We've done, I don't know, 3.5 hours of nothing but last night's game.
Yeah.
I was driving in this morning, and I had the NFL station on Sirius on for a little bit. And there's this, like, preconceived notion. White Brian, see if you give me MVP odds right now. That Josh Allen should win this award. And I don't want to get overly caught up in the MVP award, especially whenever you get voters, man. That's going to just impact everything.
It seems like they're trying to promote who they want to win it and not
It seems like there are people that really just want Josh Allen to win this award.
If you go look at the stats, Lamar has more passing yards, more touchdowns, less interceptions. Josh has more rushing touchdowns. But they told Lamar that you run the ball too much, you need to become a better passer. And now that he's starting to pass, that's what you want to give him. He has a higher percentage. Josh's rating is 101.4. Lamar's 121.4.
Do you know who's – everything you said
and
is correct.
And Joe Burrow is killing all that.
Yo, the best quarterback in the NFL this year is Burrow.
Yeah.
He is outrageous. And, like, he's just not talked about because they don't have 10 wins and might not get in the playoffs.
But see, the thing for me, Jay,
is awful.
But see, when I look at it, I look at this too, though. Joe Burrow has had some amazing numbers because he has to score, and all he's doing is throwing the ball big time. If Lamar is not on the Ravens, they are not winning 11 games.
I think if Lamar is not on the Ravens and they have just like good quarterback play, not excellent, because Lamar is excellent. I think with Derrick Henry and with that O-line. And
I don't think they win 11 games.
I don't either, yeah. But I bet they could win 8 or 9 and still be in kind of contention. I'm not necessarily making a case for Lamar or Burrow, but this notion that it's got to be Allen when Lamar's playing at that level and Burrow's playing at an outrageous level, I can't wrap my brain around the it has to be Allen.
No.
Now, if any of the three of the, what are the odds right now?
Josh Allen's -320, Lamar Jackson's +250, and then Saquon Barkley is 16-1.
That's plus.
Where is Burrow?
Burrow is after Barkley at 30.
Burrow won't be in it because they're not winning.
Yo, they could still get in. They can still get in next week.
They can get in, but you're talking about double-digit win teams. And I think
it seems agenda-driven with Allen if it's that significant.
It's very agenda-driven because he all of a sudden has a year when he's not throwing interceptions. But let's be real.
He's also been excellent.
He's thrown 29 touchdowns. Lamar has thrown how many?
So Allen has 28 touchdown passes. Lamar has 39. Lamar and Baker Mayfield are tied for second with 39. Burrow has 42.
Yeah.
Burrow has 42 against 8 picks. Lamar has 39 against 4 picks. Burrow's leading the NFL in yards by a wide margin.
Yeah, 4,700, 4,600.
46, 41. I mean, he's got roughly, I don't know, 39 to 46 is 7, right? Burrow's thrown for roughly 700 more yards than Lamar, but also significantly more attempts.
Yeah.
And that's not even to mention Saquon, who went over 2,000 and went over 2,000 in 16 games, which is worth mentioning.
Yeah.
If he ends up breaking Dickerson's record, that's going to be in 17. I don't think Dickerson's wrong to think it's kind of unfair to compare the two. I don't understand. Give me those numbers one more time. I can't wrap my head around how Allen is such a significant favorite. I get that the
he's
Bills
a favorite because those who vote and those who make that want him to win.
I think the Bills also probably have less talent than some of these other teams we're talking about. Certainly Baltimore.
Not defensively.
Or Philly.
They get the ball a lot. They get a lot of possession.
Give me. He's -320.
Yep, -320. Lamar is +250.
Because people,
and then where was Saquon?
+1600.
See, this is where I get lost. All the time you tell me what analytics and stats and everything say, and when you look at the true analytics and stats, he's not winning. And now it's because of what somebody like. It becomes subjective at that point.
He's got another 530 and 12 touchdowns on the ground. I mean, the touchdown total on the ground. Allen is excellent. I'm not knocking Allen. I just don't understand how this is so one-sided. I really don't.
Well, I'm going to go with him and Lamar.
Go Burrow, dude.
But I'm going to just say, because Burrow has all his throwing. Lamar has more passing and more rushing.
He doesn't have more passing.
More passing yards than?
Than Burrow?
No, I'm talking about Allen.
Allen.
So since Allen is a favorite, that's what I'm competing against. He has more passing yards than him and more touchdowns. He has less interceptions than him. He has a higher percentage completion rate. His quarterback rating is higher. Now, when they run the ball, he has about 300 more yards than him rushing. Now, Allen is getting in the end zone because every time they get down there, they use his big body to get in the end zone. Lamar still has six rushing. He has 45 total touchdowns, whatever it is, and Allen has 40 or 42. Whatever.
I think, dude, and everybody will deny it and tell me I'm crazy. I think it's just fatigue because Lamar's won it twice, and they
see,
want somebody
that
else
right
to win.
That should never, ever come into you voting for somebody to win it.
What should happen and what will happen are different. I agree. The fact that Michael Jordan didn't win 10 straight MVPs is the biggest example of MVP fatigue. Like, you know what
and
I mean?
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, so I had a conversation with this morning with some guys in my riding crew. And Dan Orlovsky is acting like he has to be the only one to win. Dude, you're crazy. Like you said, Joe Burrow is having an amazing year as well.
I think Burrow
and
deserves
to
it.
Ignore what Saquon is doing is asinine.
Yeah. I care more about wins and losses and winning in the playoffs and all those things. And frankly,
that is something that affects both Lamar and Josh Allen.
But isn't wins and losses the reason why Allen's the favorite? They have clearly the best record of the three teams, Bills, Ravens,
yeah,
and
I mean, they're 13-3. The Ravens Bengals are 11-5. And the Ravens have had a couple really bad performances in which Lamar was really bad. Mm-hmm. Like the Raiders loss, Lamar was really bad, whereas Allen's been good throughout, and their losses are only two good teams, unless if you want to say the Rams aren't, but the Rams are going to be in the playoffs.
Although I agree, first and foremost, the fact that Saquon Barkley is not even like in the conversation is absurd.
I don't listen, bro.
There's obviously a quarterback bias.
Just rename it a quarterback award. Just enough nonsense.
I've said that for like the last 20-something years.
Do the same thing with the Heisman.
Fascinating to watch. Dude, all of a sudden, Detroit's been the best team all year. They have what I think could be a tough game in San Fran tonight. And Detroit is looking at the 5 seed. Isn't that kind of wild? Like,
if they lose.
If they win. The Vikings now have the head-to-head on them. Oh, and they get to play them next week.
Yeah, they have to win next week.
I mean, that game next week is going to be massive. Just a massive game next week. The Vikings, dude. Nobody wants to admit it because it's Sam Darnold or whatever your bias is towards Minnesota. Maybe you hate purple. Maybe you hate Kirby Puckett, whatever
it is. I think
they
got a great defense.
That Vikings team is loaded.
I think their defense is magnificent.
Yo, their offense is really good.
I think Darnold has done some – Darnold hasn't been exceptional. He has a defense that gives him the ball all the time. And he has two receivers. You can just throw it anywhere in their vicinity, and they're going to catch the damn ball.
For a lot of the season, you were right, but Darnold over the last 6 weeks, B, he's just listen to the numbers. He's completing 68% of his passes, 35 touchdowns against only 12 picks. He's been great. Like, in the last 6 weeks, the INT total's way down. I mean, I think he has maybe two turnovers in the last 6 weeks, and the touchdowns are just stacking up.
Landfield,
not to mention, of every playoff team we're talking about, Landfield, do they have the best receiver?
He's about to have four or five interceptions. Because JP going so hard on it. Watch.
I'm I think at some point it's.
I just think that
you got to admit that Darnold's balling.
He's balling, but you also look at the history of a person, and eventually they always wake up. I'm telling you,
we
though,
said that about Goff. We don't say it anymore.
When your defense gives you the ball, so I thought Goff was good when he was in L.A.
Yeah,
you know, Goff took you to a damn Super Bowl, but I still feel when your defense gives you possession after possession after possession. As an offense, you're supposed to be good.
No argument there. The defense in the last 6 weeks has actually started to decline from their early season numbers, and the offense has started to carry them more.
Yeah, the referee makes sure of that.
Okay.
I mean, the whole league is offensive bias.
I think Minnesota is legit, and nobody wants to allow for that. I think they're going to be the one seed.
You think they're going to win the Super Bowl?
I don't know who's going to win the Super Bowl. I think it's hard to go against Kansas City.
I have not gone against them all year.
Because
everybody kept saying, oh, they're not that good. All they did is win.
A month ago,
now their offense has gotten better.
A month ago, though, I said I thought the Vikings were going to be the one seed. People thought I was nuts. Now, currently, they are the one seed. And I don't know that that's enough to carry them. If they are the one seed, you'd be talking about the winner of, if it held the way it is right now, you'd probably be talking about the winner of Washington-LA going there. Mm. If my bracketology is correct, I guess they would get the 7, right? They might get, because I think they reseed it depending who wins. If it was Packers Eagles and then the Packers were able to beat the Eagles, I think the Packers would go to Minnesota.
Yeah.
And you saw yesterday, you know, Green Bay put together a hell of a comeback late in that thing. It was too little, too late. If you're Andy Reid. This coming weekend, you've clinched everything. Carson Wentz, your starting quarterback?
Pat goes in for a little bit. Gets his feet wet.
Half
game. Yeah. I'm calling plays. That's going to be cool for him because I still need him to get a better rapport with our receivers that's been out all year. Then I pull him out and let Carson finish it up.
AFC North, the Ravens are now one game clear of the Steelers. The Steelers, for seemingly like the fifth straight year, are kind of falling apart late in the year. Baltimore plays Cleveland at home to finish out the season. Pittsburgh, I think it's Cincinnati. Ravens going to win that division?
I think Cleveland is not going to beat the Ravens.
I agree.
Yeah.
At what point do you got to ask some questions about Pittsburgh? They're good. They win, but since Roethlisberger's been gone, and even the last couple years with Ben, you hit Thanksgiving, they hit a wall.
But I think overall, they got to play better overall. But they are always there. We started off the season by thinking they were done, but Russ couldn't play. They showed up. Injuries derail a lot of teams late.
Certainly. Yeah. Last one, and I don't know what they'll be in the playoffs. I know I wouldn't want to play them. How good of a coach is Jim Harbaugh? Chargers have clinched the playoffs, 10-6.
Harbaugh is a former player who very much has the mindset like other guys like Dan Quinn that played college and stuff, like Joe Gibbs who understand. You kind of make sure your players understand you truly care about them. Harbaugh walked in here and immediately, you watch how all his players respond to him. All of these coaches who want to act like they're separated from their players and act like they all everything, you're idiots. I don't care who you are. I said over and over again, I've seen many great coaches, but they always have great players on their team. I've never seen great coaches without great players, but I've seen great players without great coaches.
You know what helps? Getting rid of the dummy. Staley and getting the
he
smart.
Was rather dumb.
Yo, like Herbert, Derwin James, they got talent, man. All right, nobody go anywhere. We got to make some bets. Talk a little Ove.